and it was, so we don't want to go too far with this.
What is
I've been watching that show for a
while. Well, no, we were little. It was too late at night. Actually, we were
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the May 1st meeting of Orville City Council. If you will stand with me, Pastor Randy Garris from Christ United Church of Christ will pray with us.
Good, thank you. Let's pray. Gracious God, who is and who was and ever shall be, with thanks for your goodness to our lives, we ask your blessing on this council tonight and upon our city always. May these council members be given the gifts in attitude and judgment and in decision making that make for good leadership. May the well-being of the community and the good of its citizens be paramount in their deliberations. May they bring not only their individual talents and abilities to this responsibility, but work together with a spirit and with an insight that only you can give. So we are glad to honor your name, and we will give you the glory. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Yes, sir.
Chu.
Here.
Wilson.
Excuse.
Vance.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Aspiris.
Here.
Korfman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of our April 17th minutes. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Mr. Vance.
I move we adopt the minutes of the last meeting.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Aspiris?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Utilities, Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our committee hasn't met either, and we have no report.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson is not here. We'll move to transportation. Mr. Shoup.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation has no report either.
Thanks. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing to pass on here either.
Thank you. Ordinance and personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met and has no report.
Thank you. There are no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to mention that our May Employee of the Month is Dave Schwarzentruber from the Power Plant Operations. Dave is a 29-year veteran of the department and has been a supervisor for almost 17 of those years. He was hired in as an apprentice operator and worked in just about every position in the department over the years. Dave is really personable, easygoing, and knows much about the plant and the equipment. Dave and his wife, Victoria, reside in a quiet country setting near Holmesville. and where they are with home renovation and keeping animals, and as Dave puts it, probably too many animals. He has two grown children, Eric and Laura, and three grandchildren, Logan 14, Jason 10, and Taylor 8. Dave has many other interests as well to occupy his time. One is working on vintage cars and campers, firearms, and target shooting. He and Victoria also enjoy taking day trips, weekend trips, as well as traveling abroad. So we congratulate Dave Schwarzentruber. We are going to be eating together next week, but I don't know where yet. So. And then also I have a proclamation that I would like to read. This has to do with, I'll just tell you what it has to do with as we read it. Whereas water is our most valuable natural resource, and whereas only tap water delivers public health protection, fire protection, support for our economy, and quality of life we enjoy, and whereas the measure of a successful society, low mortality rates, economic growth and diversity, productivity, and public safety are in some way related to access to safe water. And whereas we are all stewards of the water infrastructure upon which future generations depend, and whereas each citizen of our city is called upon to help protect our source waters from pollution, to practice water conservation, and to get involved in local water issues by getting to know their water. And whereas Orville Utility owns and operates an efficient and reliable water treatment plant, providing service for over 123 years. That's really something when you think about that. And now, therefore, be it resolved by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of City of Orville, I do hereby proclaim May 7th to the 13th, so that'll be next week, as 2017 as Drinking Water Week. And we certainly congratulate Mr. Fetty and his staff at our water treatment plant and all those before them that have provided us safe water and great tasting water for many years. And we appreciate Mr. Bredinger's work heading up the whole utility department. So that is all I have.
Thank you. We'll move on to our safety service director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Restoration work continues by the Dominion contractor on West Market and Crown Hill. As weather permits, obviously some of the poor weather over the last week or two has pushed things back a little bit. And unfortunately, the same applies for the railroad crossings on South Main. They are still scheduled to come in. They're hoping in the next few weeks. But the weather has pushed back some other work they're working on before they can get to us. So we'll definitely keep you in the loop as we hear a firm date for that. Wheeling and Lake Erie is the one that will make the schedule, Norfolk Southern is the one that will make the schedule, and Wheeling and Lake Erie has agreed to come in behind them and work on their track at the same time. So Lord willing, that'll all come together and happen simultaneously, so there won't be any more disturbances than we have to have on South Main. The street department continues to work on mowing and basins this week as well. And this is a reminder from our police chief to lock your car doors this time of year. We do see an increase in vehicle trespasses as the weather gets warmer. And also a reminder from the police department as well that they will have extra patrol out on Friday night for Cinco de Mayo. So please drink responsibly and don't drink and drive. And that's my report for this evening.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Wheeler, do you have any idea how long it's going to take once they dig into the railroad crossing up?
They had promised us is that it was a three-week project. We're trying to work with them to get them to condense that, obviously. But
is there any? Have they said anything about making an improvement to the crossing like they did out on 57?
We have had some discussions with them about that, and they promised to take a look at that when they're engineering.
So it may have the steel plates in that area rather than just asphalt.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. It
would be nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else have any questions or comments? Okay, we will move on to our utilities director. Mr. Bradiger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our National Electric Association, the American Public Power Association, awarded our electric utility a certificate of excellence last week. Orville is one of 120 members out of that 2,000 member utility organization that achieved some reliability standards that are in the top 5% across the nation there. So congratulations to our generation and our distribution department for the work that's noted in that, something that we all take for granted all the time. Reliability is a big part of what we attempt to do. We are doing water tower inspections this week and the next 2 weeks. These will be both interior and exterior inspections, so if you see some people rappelling down the side of our water towers, don't be alarmed at that. At least over the next 2 weeks, anyhow. Any other time, give us a call. Our wastewater utility, we're in the process of reviewing our facilities planning area. This is a process put on by the county every 5 years or so. We take a look at where future development may be in the area of sewer infrastructure over the next 5 and 10 year period. So we will be presenting some information to the county here later on in May. Our boundaries we have right now are in pretty good shape. There's just a couple areas that we may look at expanding out a little bit. And that's all that's going on in the past couple weeks in the utility department, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. On April 25th, the House Finance Committee approved new language for a substitute budget bill that removed the governor's proposal for centralized income tax collection for business filers. The substitute bill focused more on rebuilding the Ohio Business Gateway. Some of the other provisions included appropriating $24 million for that rebuild to preserve that optional use for business filers who choose to use the gateway. It also allows the tax commissioner to charge a user fee to municipalities of 1% of the tax due or $1,000, whichever is greater. For, again, those business filers who choose to use the gateway. We have to get a little more information on that section, and we're also evaluating what the impact would be to us now with the business filers that currently use the gateway, which is pretty minimal. The gateway is scheduled to be completely rebuilt by January 1st of 2019. So the Senate now has several weeks to incorporate any changes they wish to make before that budget bill can be passed. Also, on another item, during the week of April 17th, the city had a BWC audit, or Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation. It was for a two-year period. I'm pleased to report that we received no findings or recommendations during that audit. The auditor did indicate that less than 15% of municipalities go through a two-year audit with no findings, so we're pretty pleased with the way that that turned out. Also, before tonight's meeting, you should have received your investment listing for the first quarter of 2017. I do not need a motion from council, but I do need the minutes to reflect that distribution. And you should have also received your fund balance report for the period ending March 31st of 2017. And that will require a motion from council to approve that report subject to audit.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Corbin.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
Anything
you.
Anything else this evening?
That's all I have. Thank you.
We'll move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no formal report this evening, but our clerk has received a request to transfer stock.
We have received a notice from the Ohio Division of Liquor Control if we would like to request a hearing on the transfer of corporate stock ownership for Arriaga Inc. and Patio at 525 North Main Street, transferring from Louis
Arriaga.
Thank you. And Crispin Alvarez to totally Crispin Alvarez. Do we need to have a hearing on that?
don't think so.
All right.
Thank you. We have no old business for this evening. We'll move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 2217. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Who was that standing? Oh, Mr. Vance.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution number 2217. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to advertise for bids and enter into a contract and or contracts for the 2017 Concrete Streets Project in the city of Orrville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Okay, anything new for us there?
Well, not really, sir. This is an annual, it's become an annual resolution for us to do concrete work. As many of you know, we've hit many of the concrete streets over the last 5 years, and unfortunately there's still plenty of work yet to do. This project would enable us to spend about $500,000 of capital fund dollars, no grant money involved in this project, to address Church Street, Crown Hill, Elm Street, and those would be the primary streets we would want to hit. And then as money allows, we would do some work on Dairy Lane, Perry, and Sunset Drive. I'd be glad to answer any questions. I think location-wise, if you've driven them, you probably know where our primary areas will be. Obviously, in North Elm, in front of the pool, heading north, there's quite a bit of section there. Church Street is from Vine to Sterling. Crown Hill, along in front of the Fire Station 2, Tillman Drive. And then Dairy and Perry are almost those whole sections there, and then Sunset Drive would be between Church and High if we have the funds available. So we open up the bids, we won't know how many dollars we have to work with, but obviously our primary areas will be the main corridors.
Thanks for sure. Mention too, because we're not having any grant money in this, we can get moving on it now.
Absolutely.
We don't
yes,
have
sir.
To wait till the end of July to even start bidding projects and that. So this is one we can move on as quickly as possible.
Yes, sir. As soon as the resolution's approval, wrap up the engineering and go out for bids. Obviously, our primary area we'll want to hit first is Elm so that we can get out of the schools way before school is back in session. And then we'll hit Crown and Dairy as well, or Crown and Church as well. So.
Sounds good.
Mr. Vance.
I don't want to put you on the spot here, but just for informational purposes about what percentage of our capital improvement budget will be spent on this project alone, just for concrete streets.
Well, this project alone is about 25% for this particular year. Normal year, we spend about $1 million, which is half. And then we'll spend another $600,000 to $700,000 on asphalt streets as well. So we'll be well over 60% overall. This year in particular, if you include the CDBG, it'll be even closer to 70%. So I would say in a typical year, we spend anywhere from 3/4 to even a little higher on capital funds on our street projects.
Yes, sir.
Are we still moving forward on Venture Drive extension to Main Street this year?
We are still working with the property owner on easements for that property. And they asked if we could wait till they completed their grading project, which anyone that's drove down North Main will know that's in the midst of happening as we speak. So once that's completed, they've agreed to visit with us again and try to get that.
And we've
moving.
Got a substantial grant for that, what, like 80%?
That grant is actually, 90%.
90%.
Yes, sir. And that grant is actually available to us till 2019. So if something were to happen, we don't lose
We're
it.
We're still good.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
I move resolution number 2217 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Hancher?
Yes, ma'am.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Resolution number 2317. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes. Resolution number 2317. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into an agreement and or agreements to purchase real estate located at 240 West Market Street, Orrville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler. Thank you, Mr. President. This is a project or a property acquisition that we had talked about in the budget meeting. The county condemned on 240 West Market Street on February 13th of this year, gave the property owner 60 days to address structural concerns. Anyone that's driven by that area knows that we've had it barricaded for almost a year now in regards to there being some hazards with it potentially even falling into the roadway. That property owner did not get anything done within that 60-day period. I did approach her about us purchasing the property. She said that she would sell it to us at $46,500. She paid $65,000 12/31/2014. So I'm asking for your permission to move forward with that acquisition. We would like to close on it by May 19th. In the meantime, Kristen Ensley has been working on grant funds to potentially pay for the demolition and any kind of asbestos removal that would be in there. I'm not ready to officially say that we have those funds, but I like our chances right now. So that would pay for obviously the demolition and the asbestos removal. The property owner did get a cost estimate on what it would cost to structurally repair that property and to complete some work inside, and the estimate ranged anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000. To just give you an idea of what she was up against. In my opinion, this is a must-do project. We would like to have this demolition done before the Rib Fest. If we get the grant, there will be some environmental stuff we'll have to do, so there is a lot to get done in a short amount of time, but I do like our chances to have that completed. We did get some preliminary estimates on demolition, and they came in very affordable. Obviously, those were estimates and not bids, the project looks very doable at this point, so I am requesting your permission to move forward on the acquisition and move forward on the demolition as well. Questions, Mr. Vance?
Thank you. Sometimes dry cleaners have problems with chemical residue being in the soil and so forth. It has to be abated. Any indication for this property?
No indication of that at this point. We do use. Plan to just seed it. So with that being said, I don't know that there'll be that kind of issues for us since there isn't any plan to do anything beyond just the use of the screen space. And I was surprised, and I'm not an asbestos expert by any means, but it didn't look like there was, as walking through it, it looked like a lot of that building is to the studs already. The upstairs maybe has some issues. I don't claim to be an expert, but not near what I would have imagined walking around in there. So I'm hopeful that the asbestos removal part will be minimal, if not none, if I could wish for such a thing. But
Mr. Chief, did you say we're just going to seed the lot once it's
yeah, we would just grass
is done?
We would just grass it and maintain it, yes.
You wouldn't plan on expanding the parking lot?
Well, we could look at that. I think that would be our immediate thing would just be to seed it, I think, and take a look at what we'd want to do with it long term.
And we do have the ability to actually sell the land later to someone that might want to put a new structure up there, right?
That's correct, yes, sir.
I say go for it.
Mr. Mayor.
I think just to go along with Mr. Shoup's comment, is there might be a lot of people watching saying, why would you pay $46,000 for a building you're going to tear down anyway? And obviously the reason for us is it's a downtown property. We do want to have it available if there would be somebody who would be interested in that lot that would want to build a new business and put something up there. So, you know, hopefully those kind of things can happen, but they can't happen if we don't have the opportunity to make it happen. So that's why we're moving, or wanting to move forward with this.
Thank you. Any, Mr. Vance?
Yeah, you know, I think in these situations, it doesn't make economic sense for another business owner to buy that property and to put a couple hundred thousand dollars in it. And so in that case, I think it's a proper role of government. We don't need an immediate return on the money to be able to purchase that property and raise it and make it available for economic development here at some point in the future. We do have a source of revenue in the bed tax money this year that provides an additional source of funding for projects like this. I think it's important for us to keep in mind when we're looking at ways to, the most effective way to use those kinds of monies is for projects that bring a return like this for the community as a whole years down the road.
Thank you.
I would add to that too. In this particular building is actually a safety issue to the community.
Absolutely.
It's not just like a building that we want to buy because it's in disrepair. I'm afraid it's going to fall on somebody's vehicle or on an individual at some point in time here. So,
yes.
Looking at that aspect also.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days to be suspended.
Second. Mr. Spiros.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spiros?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
I move resolution number 2317 be adopted as read.
Second. Mr. Vance.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll move. Next item. Anyone have anything for the good of the order this evening? Seeing none, we do have an executive session that we'd like to have this evening. We'll need to move into that.
Moved.
Okay. Second.
We have to state the purpose.
For property acquisition.
Thank you.
Second.
Second. Mr. Corkman.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Okay. Move to executive session, and we do not plan on any further motions or movements afterwards this evening.
Is that right? Yeah. The guy was wondering, do you know what I'm saying? He called in a couple weeks ago before we did the work. You know, I just want to understand where you're coming from on this. And Tim explained it all the time. Very cordial, and it's okay. I wish I thought maybe he'd call again or, you know, pay the
response.
Yeah, but nothing. So, we'll see. The bad thing is, there's tornadoes that went through Texas.
Oh, sure.
Two of